Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue. Welcome. Buenos dias. We hope everything is in order for this morning's convocation. We have several faculties, as you know, arts, science, education, music, and religious studies. The people in the red and green robes will be getting their PhDs. All the rest of you, I guess, with the exception of the master's students, will be getting your bachelor's degree, and we look forward to the presentation, which will start, I hope, right on time. I'd like you to thank Brian Sand and his group, who've been entertaining you for the last 20 or 30 minutes. My name is David Harp. I'm the chef de protocol, which doesn't mean that I cook anything. It just means that I sort of organize a few things with the great help of a lot of other people. This is really how it all works at McGill. And today I would ask that you shelve silence, sit on your cell phones, please. It's a little disturbing to have that taking place. And other than that, I think things will go off in a very reasonable and efficient kind of fashion. You should be out of here by about noon or a little bit before noon is my best guess. So, with that in mind, I'd like to explain how the presentation will unfold. The platform party will come in to your left and assemble themselves on the stage. And the end of the platform party will be the chair of the Board of Governors and the chancellor, who is really the organizer in the main area of this ceremony, and that's Arnold Steinberg. The principal, Heather Monroe Bloom, will be at the end of the ceremony, and she will come up and sit in front, but not in the chancellor's chair, which is this gigantic one in the middle. The chancellor will, after we sing the alma mater, he will ask you to sit down, and then everything will unfold. Award winners for a variety of campus activities will be presented. There will be an honorary degree presentation, and after that, you will make yourselves going to your left and up onto the stage. And I would ask that you arise for the platform party as led by Jeff McCarthy, the piper, who should be sounding his pipes momentarily. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît. Please rise for the platform party. He's warming up. Here we go. And he's not lost. guarantee. I almost guarantee. Here we go.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Madam Principal, Provost, Vice Principals, Deans, members of the faculty, distinguished guests, graduates, and their families, bonjour à tous. As Chancellor, and on behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to the fall convocation ceremony for students graduating from the faculties of arts, education, music, religious studies, and sciences. However, let me start today's proceedings by asking a question. Namely, what is the difference between a skeptic and a cynic? Permettez-moi de répéter la question. Quelle est la différence entre une skeptique et une cynique? Two great British writers, both born around 1850, had this to say on the subject. George Bernard Shaw observed that every person who has mastered a profession is a skeptic concerning it. I'll repeat that. Every person who has mastered a profession is a skeptic concerning it. While Oscar Wilde commented that a cynic is a man who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. Skepticism is about asking questions, possibly being dubious at first, not being gullible, but always open to being persuaded of a new fact or a different approach. Cynicism, on the other hand, is about already having the answers, or thinking you do, answers about a person or an event. The skeptic says, I don't think that's true, I'm going to check it out. The cynic says, I know that's not true, it couldn't be. Cynics eventually get turned off from society as they feel virtually no one can be trusted. They don't by and large vote, believing that politicians by definition are dishonest. Fortunately, others believe that we in Canada, as well as in most other democracies, are blessed in having large numbers of honest, hardworking, and talented politicians. I believe equally strongly that we are blessed with many outstanding journalists who write intelligent and very often thought-provoking pieces. The skeptics will study their options as to whom to vote for and what to read to remain in touch with the world around them. Cynics are perpetually suspicious, leading to an existence in which they become uninvolved in anything beyond their narrow circle for fear of being duped by strangers or constantly being fed with false information. Hopefully, your time at McGill has taught you to become skeptics rather than cynics, to be more open to ideas, comfortable with your surroundings, and most importantly, inquisitive. I would now like to welcome Professor Heather Monroe Bloom, Principal and Vice Chancellor, to address the audience.
Chancellor, Chancellor Emerita, Provost, colleagues, our distinguished honoree, Dr. Robert Rabinovich, our special administrative and support staff award winners, Mr. Pietro Garniafi, Mr. Frank Scopoletti, Madame Manon Bertiome, Mr. Greg Blatchford, and the Information Technology Customer Services team represented by Kim Boyne. Distinguished colleagues, friends, most importantly, graduating class, bonjour et bienvenue. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, I have the privilege of adding my welcome to all of you here at Place des Arts for our beautiful autumn convocation. Graduating class, today is a very special day for you and a proud and happy day for McGill, an occasion to celebrate you, the class of 2010, and your families and friends. For all of you who are graduating here today, you have worked very hard without question. But as tough as it may be to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. And so as we celebrate here today, class of 2010, I ask you to join me in expressing our great gratitude to your families and your close friends. many of you will be thinking about where your life will take you next and about the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où certains membres de votre famille, certains amis et collègues habiteront des pays lointains, un monde où, même ici au Québec et au Canada, il est fort probable que votre réussite dépende de collaboration avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement de vôtre. Today we are all challenged, wherever in the world we may live and work, to rapidly realize a more sustainable relationship with our physical environment, and to do so while dealing with uncertainty in the economy. We face an imperative to rethink the way we interact with our financial and social systems, and while doing so, to reduce the gaps between the haves and the have-nots. These challenges can feel daunting indeed. But we rise to meet the challenges of our world, and as we do, we depend on knowledge, on the values and practices we have learned and reflected on, and most significantly, on dedicated and creative individuals, leaders, professionals, and citizens, people just like you. Class of 2010, you are building technological and scientific literacy, fluency in many languages, and an understanding of the cultures and religions of the world. You are cultivating an open mind, a willingness to reassess your values and practices, and most importantly, you are developing your appetite for complexity. Graduating class, we are confident that your time at McGill has exposed you to the richness of the world you enter today as graduates. At McGill, you will have sought knowledge and learned from the best and brightest students and professors. You will have experienced an environment where the pursuit of knowledge is the ultimate goal, where the exchange of ideas, and especially provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms. And along with our great good fortune of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and a prosperous society, comes a special responsibility to take on the social, environmental, and financial challenges of our world, a responsibility that all of you share with us here at McGill. Class of 2010, we are very proud that you are joining now the more than 215,000 distinguished people around the world who make up McGill's Living Alumni, a roster that includes our Chancellor Emerita, our Chair, and Dr. Robert Rabinovich, who will shortly receive his second McGill degree. And graduating class, as later this morning you leave here today, please undertake to stay in touch with your alma mater. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. In closing, remember that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice derived from an ancient scholar. Take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you were only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give back to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. But for now, today, celebrate, savor this day. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I would like to welcome Mr. Michael DeGrappa, Vice Principal, Administration and Finance, to his very first convocation ceremony at McGill University. Mr. DeGrappa, I would ask that you introduce this year's winners of the Principal's Prize for Administrative and Support Staff.
Good morning. McGill University's tradition of excellence is a direct reflection not only of the outstanding quality and dedication of its students and professors, but also of its administrative and support staff. Our administrative staff works diligently to enhance the quality of life of our university, and they work tirelessly in support of McGill's mission and service to students. Each year, the Principal's Award for administrative and support staff recognize our colleagues and their commitment to our great institution. Madam Vice Chancellor, it is my pleasure to introduce to you this year's winners. I ask that each recipient step forward when I call their name. I ask Ms. Kim Hyun to come to the stage. This year's winner in the Team Projects category is the Information Technology Customer Service Desk. This group is represented today by Ms. Kim Quinn, who is accepting the award on behalf of her 25 colleagues. The team earned the award as a result of its 96% client satisfaction rating, recorded last year. All requests received were resolved quickly, with 97% of all calls responded to within 30 seconds. However, speed never trumps quality. The team makes sure that all the issues are solved, even if they are complex and require extra time and effort. The team members are innovative in their use of technology to improve their effectiveness, and their commitment to service excellence is commendable and a benefit to the entire McGill community. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you on behalf of the Information Technology Customer Service Desk, Ms. Kim Nguyen, this year's winners of the Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff in the Team Projects category. I would ask Mr. Pietro Guarnieri to come to the stage. For close to 35 years, Pietro Guarnieri has worked as a service person in the Arts Building. The Arts Building is considered by many to be the public face of McGill University. Mr. Guarnieri is dedicated to its well-being. His commitment to making sure that offices, classrooms, and hallways are clean, functional, and attractive is crucial to an atmosphere of productive research and learning. Despite his gentle-mannered approach, Mr. Guarnieri gets the job done, and everyone agrees that his ethic of hard work and team spirit speaks volumes. In short, the Arts Building would not be the same without him. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Mr. Pietro Guarnieri, this year's winner of the Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff in the Trades and Services category. I ask Mr. Frank Scopoletti to come to the stage. A carpenter in the Department of Biology, Frank Scopoletti is regarded as being passionate about his craft. This year's winner in the technical category, Mr. Scopoletti is committed to always providing quality service. Given the diversity of research in this department, Mr. Scopoletti is the go-to person for innovative solutions to research obstacles. His work is impeccable. Mr. Scopoletti's creative approach often results in a stronger research design, which saves time and money. For research that requires small, specialized greenhouse equipment built to exacting specifications, the department is fortunate to be able to rely on his expertise. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Mr. Frank Scopoletti, this year's winner of the Principal's Award for Administrative Support Staff in the Technical and Library Assistance category. I ask Ms. Manon Bertillon to come to the stage. 25 years ago, Manon Bertillon joined the Research Center of Private and Comparative Law in the Faculty of Law. She never imagined then that she would be called the center of the center. Every day, Ms. Bertillon handles a wide range of stakeholders with a polite, efficient, and gracious manner. She is considered a model of diplomacy and grace. Her colleagues agree that without her involvement, major research funding obtained over the years would not have been possible. Ms. Bertillon's other major contribution has been her institutional memory. She knows virtually everything about every research project involving the center since 1985. In addition to her responsibilities, Ms. Bertillon has recently been involved in the digitalization of the center's dictionaries of Quebec civil law. Simply put, the center could not function without Manon Bertillon. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Ms. Manon Bertillon, this year's winner of the Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff in the Clerical Staff category. I ask Mr. Greg Blatchford to please come to the stage. Greg Blatchford is the director of the Career Planning Service, also known as CAPS. With the support of his colleagues, Mr. Blatchford has been instrumental in this unit's change of focus from job placement to career education. Mr. Blatchford is the first Canadian to join the United States Career Center Directors Group. Throughout his career, he has been a tireless advocate of quality student advising. Mr. Blatchford is an impressive communicator, mentor, and counselor, all tremendous assets to his community involvement. Greg Blatchford has been an inspirational leader in the McGill community, serving on a variety of committees, as well as on the University Senate, and most importantly on the McGill Equity Subcommittee on Queer People. Mr. Blatchford has worked to make McGill a more tolerant, diverse, and vibrant community. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Mr. Greg Blatchford, this year's winner of the Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff in the Management category.
Thank you, Vice Principal DeGrappa, and congratulations, of course, to all the winners. I now call upon Principal Heather Monroe Bloom to present Dr. Robert Rabinovich, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Dr. Robert Rabinovich, it is our great privilege today to honor a remarkable McGill alumnus. We honor him for his outstanding career contributions and his commitment to Canada, to Quebec, to the rich culture of Montreal, and to the spirit and leadership of McGill University. Known for his rapid-fire, frank, and articulate leadership style, Dr. Rabinovich has had an extraordinary impact on Canadian public policy, on Canada's broadcast and communications industries, and on federal communications and cultural programs throughout his remarkably diverse and distinguished career. This career has included chapters as a high-ranking Canadian public servant, an architect of national policy, as a respected corporate executive, and as a broad-reaching senior volunteer in the not-for-profit sector. Robert Rabinovich graduated from McGill with an Honors Bachelor of Economics in 1964 and went on to obtain MA and PhD degrees of Applied Economics at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. Dr. Rabinovich has demonstrated his commitment to a lifetime focused on the vital role of a professional public service in support of healthy democracy, an achievement for which Canada is known around the world. He has served throughout his career as an advocate, mentor, and role model to many, enhancing creative and effective administration and governance in both public and for-profit institutions. During his first 20 years in Canada's public service, Dr. Rabinovich was appointed to positions of increasing responsibility, including service in the Privy Council Office, Canada's highest office for public administration. By 1976, he was Senior Assistant Secretary to the Cabinet Committee on Priorities and Planning. He helped to design a new federal budgeting system, the envelope system, an important innovation in the creation of an appropriately flexible national finance plan. He was appointed Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet in 1981 and Deputy Minister of Communications the following year. Under his leadership, the department grappled with broadcast policy issues related to the growth of a more independent and complex Canadian broadcasting sector. Among other initiatives, he championed the creation of the first Broadcast Development Fund and clarified relations between the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, known to us as CBC, and the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission. In 1985, he moved to the Department of the Secretary of State as Undersecretary of State for 2 years. Here, among other contributions, he worked to ensure the construction of a new home for the National Gallery of Canada. Dr. Rabinovich then entered the private sector, where he spent 13 years at Claridge Incorporated as Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer. His acumen and leadership helped to fuel the success of their then nascent foundations, which operate and support public programs in Canada, the United States, and Israel. In 1999, he was appointed President and Chief Executive Officer of the CBC Radio Canada, where he led our national broadcaster for 2 terms during a period of transformative change in the industry, retiring from that role in 2008. As with all of his endeavors, his leadership at CBC Radio Canada was marked by success in community, economic, and international spheres, including increased cooperation between the English and French services and a strengthened financial position for the corporation as a whole. Dr. Rabinovich's diverse knowledge of government and governance has been a great asset to the boards on which he has served, including a daunting number of federal institutions and task forces, including, among others, the Canada Development Investment Corporation and the International Institute of Communications. He served as a member of the Advisory Committee for the Order of Canada and has served on the boards of Cineplex Odeon Corporation, NetStar Communications, Le Grand Ballet Canadien de Montréal, and the Canadian Centre for Architecture, on which he still serves. We at McGill have greatly benefited from Robert Rabinovich's famously energetic and supportive leadership. He served as a member of McGill's Board of Governors for the decade from 1997 to 2009, spending 10 of those years as our superbly capable chair of the Board of Governors, and he gave a strong guidance to the progressive transformation of McGill's board. He continues to be an active member of the Board of Directors of the McGill University Health Center, which gives oversight to getting our new super hospital built. In addition to his stellar volunteerism at McGill, Dr. Rabinovich maintains a long-term commitment to the economic progress of Nunavut as chair of the Investment Advisory Committee of the Nunavut Trust. Since 1998, he has been president of the Prix Italia, a prestigious set of international awards for radio, television, and the web. Along with his wife and guiding light, Cecil, his son Jonathan, and daughter Rebecca, we of the McGill community celebrate the lifetime of extraordinary achievement and contribution of our distinguished alumnus and chair emeritus. With his warm demeanor and quick-witted savvy, this generous and visionary Canadian exemplifies the very best of thoughtful and purposeful community action and engagement. It is therefore with great pride and immense personal pleasure that I now call upon our Chancellor to confer upon this cherished friend of McGill, Robert Rabinovich, the university's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to invite Dr. Robert Rabinovich to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Rabinovich.
After that long introduction, I need a bit of water. Chancellor Steinberg, Chancellor Emeritus Greta Chambers, Principal and Vice Chancellor Monroe Bloom, Chair of the Board Kip Cobbett, distinguished guests and professors, parents and friends, and in particular, graduates. I am deeply honored to be receiving an honorary degree from my alma mater, McGill University. While I have been actively involved in the university for over 15 years now, and I feel that I have contributed to the development of this university, I have already received more in terms of awards than I ever expected. So I am flattered to be receiving this honorary degree. I doubt I deserve such a high honor, but then, as a famous comedian once said, I have arthritis, and I don't deserve that either. As an officer of this university, and also as a parent, I have attended and participated in many convocations. I am always overwhelmed by the exhilarating feeling of pride in watching graduation. You are graduates of a unique university, a research-intensive institution, student-centered, and with a long history of achievement, and with the most diverse student body in Canada. And anywhere you go in the world, you will find graduates from McGill. Today, you are the center of your parents' and your friends' universe. Everything revolves around you. You deserve it. enjoy it fully. Congratulations to all of you, graduates, parents, teachers, advisors, and mentors. You have all been partners in an exciting intellectual venture that knows few equals. You have every right to be proud of what you have achieved. Graduates, for you, to paraphrase Georges Clemenceau at the Treaty of Versailles, today is not even a beginning. It is the beginning of a beginning, and the ideas you have absorbed will grow and bear fruit. How privileged and fortunate you are to be equipped with a superior education at a time when knowledge and specialized skills are at the very heart of the world's economy. But of course, with this privilege comes responsibility. Perhaps more than ever before in history, Canadians' collective future rests on the use you make of your intellectual background. While we have much to be proud of, our nation faces unprecedented political and social change, both from within and far beyond our borders. It is difficult, if not impossible, to predict where the next challenges will come from. But one thing is certain. There will be demands and needs for change. Changes to our institutions, changes to the way of doing things, and changes to how we approach and handle new challenges. Your reactions, indeed our collective reactions as a country, will be shaped and colored in part by your education. The job ahead, your task in the future, is to be open and receptive to change and the taking of risk. No matter what course you choose, I hope you can build on the education values that McGill has given you. I can also say, not only what course you choose, but what course chooses you. In fact, the one thing that is predictable is that you will probably have several careers and changes of careers during your working life. Based on my own experience, you really cannot predict how matters will evolve. I did my PhD in finance and economics in the United States and was aiming for a career on Wall Street and in teaching. I could have been part of a large Wall Street research operation, and just think of it, part of corporate scandals and a global meltdown. Instead, as a result of my needs for a computer to complete my thesis, I did my thesis in the old days before laptops, I went to Ottawa. And there I began a fascinating career in the public service in a range of departments and agencies, but not directly related to economics. I never anticipated a career in the public service, and yet it proved to be the most exciting, stimulating opportunity afforded to me. It is a career I would urge all of you to consider. After almost 20 years in Ottawa, working mostly for Prime Minister Trudeau and then for less than a year for Joe Clark, when Mr. Mulroney suggested that I get a private sector experience, I did go back to my area of first training, and I became a business and financial manager of a large family holding company. I urge you to remember, you are the product of a country whose achievements stem from solid concepts of shared responsibility, diversity, and opportunity for all. These we accept as fundamental concepts. They thrive, however, only to the extent that they are practiced. And practice requires constant vigilance and conscientious leadership. You are equipped now to take on positions of leadership. I'm not talking about the flashy leader as hero, although the world certainly does need its share of courageous men and women. I'm talking about leadership as citizenship in action, as a payback for the privilege of living in a society that gives us so much. Get involved, speak out, act, and take risk. The risk of change, tackling the unexpected and the unforeseen, and act according to the values you know so well. Everyone can be a leader in his or her own way. You can inspire others at work, in the community, in business, in politics. And whatever your career, there is always time and certainly the need to participate and contribute to the development of our civil society. While working in the private sector, I made a point to be involved in a series of not-for-profit foundations and community activities, where I can honestly say I received back at least as much as I gave. About 10 years ago, I began what has become one of my greatest leadership adventures, my third career after government and the private sector at the helm of CBC Eurasia Canada. I accepted the challenge because I firmly believed that in today's global environment, Canada needs a national public broadcaster now more than ever. And we need one that is well-managed and innovative, one that provides a space where Canadians can learn about one another, their country, and the world, one that is not only informative, but entertaining and fun, a space where Canadians debate and share ideas with their fellow citizens, and where a Canadian interpretation of world events will be available. While president of CBC, I was able to work with some of our country's most talented journalists, producers, writers and editors, artists, and technical staff. And I must admit, in many ways, they taught me much more than I learned from them than I could teach them. Their dedication to serving Canadians was inspiring. Their capacity for producing top-notch, uniquely Canadian programs is astounding. Canada, a People's History, Random Passage, the war coverage in Afghanistan and Iraq. CBC Radio Canada is a place of daring thinking, uncommon approaches, and unexpected results. Programs like Little Mosque on the Prairie, Dragon's Den, Tout le monde en parle are both creative and daring. The tests you take from now on will be a series of choices. Choices about career opportunity, choices to get involved in the world around you, or just to be a voyeur. Do not be afraid of risk, and therefore to fail. It takes courage to fail. Without failure, the great advances of mankind would not have occurred. So on the one hand, as they say, go with the flow. Enjoy yourself and your career. At the same time, get involved in your society, your country, in whatever way you wish. Be a participant. Be a leader. You will make a difference. And we, your fellow citizens, will be better for it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Rabinovich. If ever there was an honorary doctorate recipient who could speak the way he did with the kind of experience he did, it really does leave one understanding that life cannot be planned entirely, even in many cases, not even a little bit. And the example that Dr. Rabinovich has shown in terms of leadership in this country, leadership in the voluntary sector and in the private sector is really something to behold, and I think it's a real tribute to McGill as a graduate, as he is, that he's added to our already stellar reputation, and we really feel honored to honor him. We'll now proceed with the conferring of the academic degrees. I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Mr. Chancellor, McGill University's fall convocation ceremonies are university-wide celebrations where graduates from many faculties come together as one. This morning, I am pleased to invite students graduating from programs in the faculties of arts, education, music, religious studies, and science for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. If this is the student's first degree, he or she shall remove the mortarboard or hat and then be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of their degree. Students who have already earned a degree will keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. But the university cannot guarantee the actual force that will be used. The parchment or degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as he or she leaves the stage. We begin with our graduate students, followed by undergraduate students from each faculty. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's lists of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Kathleen Sybilt to present the graduates and the deans of the faculties, Professors Manfredi, Ferraud, Foote, Aitken, and Grant, or their delegates to distribute the diplomas. Congratulations.
Chancellor, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Ece Atikan. Jean-Pierre Adrien Bonin. Julie Coutard. Jean-François de Rochemont. Geneviève Dionne. Lynn Katibit. Yongwu Lee. Jonathan Livernois. Jeremy Wade Morris. Luis Canfield Vanishes. For the degree of Master of Arts, Jennifer Louise Akers. Steve Asselin. Eric Mathieu Brousseau. Sophie Kalina Courvoisier-Skulka. Melissa Jane Davis. Bryn Alexander Dewar. Joshua Michael Elkin. Noreen Fatima. Samuel Faustman. Sébastien Forte. Ewell Friesen. Miriam Teresa Harder. Laura Henderson Cameron. Patrick Liam Hughes. Emilia Aricha Jansons. Feng Zhuo. Jean-Pierre Cachot. Daniel Lachapelle-Lemire. Christine Lalonde. Morgan Lee. Erica Hazel Linton. Whitney Mae Elizabeth Light. Anne McIntosh Lewson. Jose Mauricio Mendoza Rodriguez. Stéphane Le Morin. Yatima Mukherjee. Elvire O'Leary Barrett. Osle Mohan. Adele Elise Prévost. Sébastien Rivet, Dean Zornalist. Paola Andrea Rodriguez Acuna. Enrique Rosales. Yanis Christos Saltos. Lori Sella. Graham Robert Slowski. Ronald Verhoeven. Yachin Wang. For the degree of Master of Social Work, Laura Elizabeth Amer. Diane Belek. Brigitte Poulard. Pauline Elizabeth Cardinal. Sabrina Carroll. Kathleen André Coughlin. Olivier Couture. Egan Roth Chassara. Lisa Doucet. Laila Anne Fadoul. Alexis Delena Fisher. Patricia Lorna Garrett. Kristen Marion John Friedel. Melanie Kinsella. Anouk Lacroix. Liana Leone. Patrick Alexander McIntyre, Alumni Prize for the Outstanding Master in Social Work, Independent Study Project, also receiving a Bachelor of Civil Law and Bachelors of Law. Alicia Michaud. Pauline Orr. Alexander Rodenchuk. Joyce Romano. Jillian Lauren Rudnitsky. Shannon Margaret Saunders. Claudia Elena Tovar. Elena Christine Toews. Gail Trude. Jenna Wells. Stephen Douglas Wolf. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Anthropology, Karenina Dos Santos. Patrick Morin. Ramona Victoria Pimentel. Natasha Tsalis. Karen Zarchuk. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Art History, Jordana Lisa Brenzel. Michelle Dunbury. Alexandra Kelly-Bay, Distinction First Class Honours in Art History. Monique Mai Resnick. Eva Tolkien. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Canadian Studies, Ruhana Fatou. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Economics, Mathilde Laurence Barthélémy. Sunpreet Dhaliwal. Aravind Ayuni. Axel Freytag, Distinction. Nikita Kipalani. Christopher James Knight. Jacinthe Leroux. Jasmine Lazazi. Rochelle Mistry. Farsana Moussa. Nancy Pham. Alia Senisa Rasul. Hermione Tomaras. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in English, Benjamin Brown. Distinction, First Class Honours in English. Chantal Marissa-Grimes Distinction. Cara Alexandra Huchek. Yassine Mazra. Tyler Wellington Monroe. Alexandra Roberts. Lucy Sachevich. Michelle Ellis Sharlock. Lindsay Nicole Terry, Janet L. Morton Prize. Shivella, Clay Rachel Grace Toby. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Environment, Kerry Michelle Westlake. Tammy Ewan. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Geography, Jean-Marie Béron. Ashley Prady. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in German Studies, Curtis Adler Murphy, Distinction, First Class Joint Honours in German Studies and Religious Studies. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in History, Thomas R. Neagart, Distinction. Fatima Arkheim. Christopher Bouzanis. Samantha Lee Briffitt. Sarah Gibson. Joseph Edward Goodman. Zachary Joseph Onoroff, First Class Honours in History. Emily Sarah Lucen, Joint Honours in History and English. Saki Marie Nelson, Joint Honours in History and Political Science. Stephen Carl Edward Rinas. Matthew Shadley, Joint Honours in History and Political Science. Alexandra Catherine Siokalo. Madeline Jane Spence. Rachel Talwa. Tanyan Pantig. The degree of Bachelor of Arts in Humanistic Studies, Holly Brinkman. Terence J. Cassidy. Sarah Eileen Howard. Astrid Lena Johnson. The degree of Bachelor of Arts in Industrial Relations, Malika Ahmed Salim. Alana Harris Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in International Development Studies, Cynthia Claire Marie Baudré, Distinction, First Class Honours in International Development Studies. Jacqueline Marie Madison Bird. Margot Anna Bishop. Thomas Andrew Conant. Elizabeth Ann Fisher. Sylvia Kim, Distinction, First Class Honours in International Development Studies. Eli Dolan Malin. Sahar Mohammed. Sophie Mawson, Honours in International Development Studies. Andrew Player, Distinction, First Class Honours in International Development Studies. Laura Beth Schwartz Henderson, Distinction, First Class Honours in International Development Studies. Gabrielle Tardif. Della Bridget Wright. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Langue et Littérature Française, Geneviève Chantal Hébert, Honours in Langue et Littérature Française. Michaela May Land-Simmons. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Latin American and Caribbean Studies, Karina Maxim Gould, Distinction, First Class Joint Honours in Latin American and Caribbean Studies and Political Science. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Linguistics, Alexandra Imperiali. Adam Philip Holloway Stickets, Dean's Honor List. Naoko Toyama. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Philosophy, Peter Matheson. Sanai Badulai Varnin. The degree of Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, Maha Akbar. Erica Maxime Adelson. Laura Beth Anderson. Megan Elizabeth Anand. Slavatislav Baland. Marie-Sophie Bainville. First Class Joint Honours in Political Science, First Class Joint Honours in Women's Studies, Dean's Honour List. Ainsley Bartolook. Imogen Jane Moore Burchard, Honours in Political Science. Catherine Elizabeth Burrell. Piers Patrick Cassidy. Aaron Chalofsky. Sabrina Sheena Charles. Paula Corinne Cook-Dynan, Honors in Political Science. Shane Shimon Friedman. Marie-Ève Hamel. Constance Kouawara. Carolina Jasmine Martinez. Anaïs Massot. Akhila Puloganemiran. Adit Skora. Ran Yang, Honors in Political Science. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, Elizabeth Genevieve Crutchley. Michelle Caroline De La Mora, Honors in Psychology, Distinction. Victoria Melissa Dubé, Distinction. Diana Alexandra Gravilla. Rebecca Dean Howell. Tanya Costanian. Alexandra Maziotis. Harrison Luke McCain. Ian Jeffrey McNichol. Cassandra Monette. Talia Sarah Nadler. Allison Jane Perry. Natalie Raymond, Dean's Honor List. Cassandra Elizabeth Rogers, First Class Honors in Psychology, Dean's Honor List. Hannah Lee Whelan. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Sociology, Molara Awaseno. Lyndon Mary Ebbles. Kyla Nee, Distinction. Paula Plaza. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Women's Studies, Laura Alice Martin Elwood, Distinction, First Class Honors in Women's Studies. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in World Religions, Sophie Yung-Mung Cho. Ashley Ruth Durant. Tal Roskies. For the degree of Bachelor of Social Work, Jennifer Carolyn Arnold.
Adrienne Brown, Dean's Honor List. Mia Buljic. Fatima Derry. François Xavier Gouin. Annie Lallemand. Timothy Nearing. Mary Tukarakakic. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts and Science, Sydney Carmen Burgess. Danielle Sylvie Cassabon. David Canai. Michelle Dorothy Kwok. Marie-Jasmine Lalonde Parsi. Alexander John Friesen Metz, First Class Honours in Cognitive Science, Dean's Honour List. Rania Emily Papagiorgio. Jennifer Rebecca Teichman. David Robert White. We have the Doctor of Philosophy, Christina Alexandra Baranowski. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Anna Bono. Juliana Cuccinelli. Meredith Ann Malik Gillespie. Alison Jardine Gonsalves. Mariam Haider. Faisal Islam. Karen Vanessa Lohman. Barry Montool. Hoda Obeid. The degree of Master of Arts, Donatella Bianchi. Maya Chivi, Dean's Honor List. Anthony Claro. Joshua Hughes Cornelson, also receiving a graduate certificate in teaching English as a second language. Laura Lee Edge. Daniela Latanzio. Rick Nelson Noble. Kathleen O'Reilly. Stephen Peters. Hey. Heather Ann Tamson Phipps. Eric Poitras. Anne-Marie Ritzema. Michael Jonathan Sornberger. Sandra Vicieri. Cheryl Lynn Walker, Dean's Honor List. Melanie Giselle Wolte. For the degree of Master of Education, Ramona Ulinuchuk. Yu Ma. For the degree of Master of Science, Ashley Nicol Hannon. For the Graduate Certificate in Educational Leadership, Lisa Bayless. For the Graduate Certificate in Teaching English as a Second Language, Melanie Beauvais. Clara Lariciuta. For the Certificate in First Nations and Inuit Educational Leadership, Maggie Lakukasi. For the Certificate in Inclusive Education, Tasha Figueira. Moira Eleanor Polney, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Kindergarten and Elementary Education, Carolyn Jane Andrews. Martine Chu. Christine Mary Connolly. Melanie Elizabeth Lorenzen. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Physical and Health Education, Heather Alice McCurdy. Amy Rebecca Schreiber. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary English, Sandra Cara Brodkin. Karen Vanessa Victoria Gnidi. Claudia Gucciardi. Michaela Anesta Hearn. Donald King. Lailing Olivia Yu. The degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary Social Sciences, Dana Beth Levinson. Alexandra Rachita. Audrey Sargent. Caitlin Wallace. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Teaching English as a Second Language, Elementary and Secondary, Valérie Pichette. Melissa Spensieri. The degree of Bachelor of Education for Certified Teachers, Annie Tetiluk, Dean's Honor List. Tammy Ann Truax. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology, Michelle Bocciocicchio. Emily Bonakimgumi. Carlo Lofredo. Lisa Marie Zane. For the Schulich School of Music, for the degree of Doctor of Music, Geneviève Lévesque. For the degree of Master of Music, Marie-Claire Durand. Marina Lara Fedesian. Stephanie Ruth Hidichuk. Jennifer Margaret Lang. Claire Peck. Thomas Poussin. Pascal Roy. The degree of Bachelor of Music, Tonatio Abrego. Adam Cicilliti, Distinction, Outstanding Achievement in Guitar. Zhu Fang. Jessica Garin, Outstanding Achievement in Viola. Yuna John. David Emery Jonas. Chihai Kim. Christopher James Niven, Honours in Music Technology, Outstanding Achievement in Music Technology. Yushi Kin, Outstanding Achievement in Piano. Catherine Brooks Rowell. Faculty of Religious Studies for the degree of Master of Arts, Jenna Louise Anna Preston. Faculty of Science, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Pierre Cote. Robert Alexander Donga. Sean Patrick Fosner. Philippe Giguère. Linda Patricia Godbout. Sarah Jane Goslin. Edward Hudson. Alison Catherine Kelly. Ilana Kronik. Tuli Kukunen. Sean James LaRue. Margaret Ann Livingston. Ikwanle Peggy Lowe. Janine Dawn Lear. Crystal Perlet Mann. Max Mazdeur Sabati. Elsa Georgina O'Farrell Cruz. Neil Kelvin Olver. Marta Fabiola Otero. Renata Vilankova. Alexander Sean Raba. Jing Yang. Wen Yang. For the degree of Master of Science, Mark Cassie Abrau York. Tyler Bonnell. Lila Jasmine Bridgman. Victor Isias Cano Becerril. Ching Ling Tom Chen. Sergio Estrada Villegas. Dana Ann Hayward. Valerie Hong O. Ting Chu Xie, Dean's Honor List. Mitchell John Hui. Rebecca Marie Kipp. Chase Cursor Moses. Yui Ouyang. Chunrei Feng. Alisi Razi. William Philip Rempel. Gina Ressler. Pedram Samani. Marina Smith. Justinas Jonas Trumpikas. Julien Villemur. Jack Wilcock. Senki Yip, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Anatomy and Cell Biology, John Robert Danishuk. Katerina Ulrika Gramm. Kinsey Lam, distinction. Kathleen McGarrigo. Hélène Retrouvé, Dean's Honor List. Stephanie Manda Rosenbaum. Niroshi J.M. Sukama. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biochemistry, Ji-Won Kim. I'm Sean Pinto. Jennifer Santangelo. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology, Ayman Ashra. Alice Yvonne Sheffnins. Karim Myriam Elise Clément, distinction. Jerome Janiel. Harry Naisha Xiao. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Chemistry, Ran Xiao. Amanda Lee Zook, Honours in Chemistry. Bila Mama, First Class Honours in Chemistry. Ashley Young. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Environment, Robert Filion. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics, Daniele Aldo De Gano, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Thieu An La. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Microbiology and Immunology, Sherry Block. Alexandra Ilescu. Isan Kanilmini Mendes. Daniel Tesareski. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physics, Halimir Rashid Mohammed Ali. Faed Basel Badran. Catherine Eileen Laflamme, First Class Honours in Physics, Dean's Honour List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology, Senia Yit Bale. Flora Goyali. Julie Huang. Zachary Michael McGee Oja. Matthew Pokinko. Annie Yegayan. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Psychology, Yentian Chan. Matthew James Albert Clyde. Catherine Leconte Gittins. Andrew Katz. Nadine Mahakuri. Ava Kong. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Software Engineering, Zay Du.
Thank you, Professor Sibbald, for an extraordinary job calling out the names. Now, would the graduating class please rise? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. You may be seated. I now ask the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Strobel, to read the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all you graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et où que nous allions, humble et plein d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. I now invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem.
Amen. Congratulations, Greg.
Congratulations.
Thank you.